We're doing Berachos, we're up to Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, next to where it says Rav Nisim going on the left. It says, Vekama Zamo, how much is God's anger? Rega. Vekama Rega, how much is Rega? Amar Rav Avin Mitem Rav Avina. Rav Avin is Ravin, Rav Avina is Ravina. Rega Kemimre. Rega is like the amount of time it takes to say the word Rega. Rega Ratach, and how do we know that God's anger is a Rega? Shneimar, the verse says, "Ki rega ve'apoch haim birtzono." His anger is a rega, and his goodwill is a lifetime. Ve'beitem amehacha. And if you want, I'll give you another source. The verse says the prophet recommends to the Jewish people, "Chavikim atrega diavol zam." Why don't you wait a rega for the anger to pass? So you see that the anger takes a rega. Ve'imat ratach, and when is God's anger? You have the place. I'd never find that we were on the wrong page.
I thought it was Zayin.
Zayin Amud Aleph. The Eimat Ratach. The Eimat Ratach. And when does God get angry? Amar Abaye Behanach Tachai Kamaita. Abaye says in the first 3 hours of the day, Kichibra Kabalta De Tanegola, when the rooster's crow, how's it called? His crown. The rooster's crown, when it turns white, there's a part of the crown that turns white. V'kai achad kara, and he stands on one leg. Kol shaita v'shaita nami kai achi. What do you mean? Throughout the day, his crown has more blood in it, less blood in it. There are times when it's a darker red, when it's a lighter red, and it stands on one foot. Kol shaita it b'shuai kesunge. Throughout the day, you'll see veins that run with blood. You could see lines of red. V'ai shaita alet b'shuai kesunge. But there's the split moment when sometime in the first 3 hours of the day, you won't see any red lines in the crown, and then that's the split moment when God angers. There was a Sadducee in Rabbi Shua ben Levi's town. He used to bug him like crazy. So one day Rabbi Shua ben Levi had it. He said, you know what, I'm going to ask God to have him drop dead. So he took a rooster, put it between his legs, sat by the bed. He's looking at the crown and he figures, I'll catch the moment. He figured when that moment comes, I'll curse him. When that moment came, he fell asleep. Then he woke up and he missed it. Amar, he said, I see that this isn't the way God wants the world to work. God doesn't want us to do these shenanigans. It can work. Bilam did it. But God doesn't want us. That's not derech eretz. It says in the pasuk, "V'rachamav al kol ma'asav k'tiv." God has mercy over all His creatures. V'chtiv, and it says, "Gam anosh ha'tzadik lo tov." When a tzaddik causes punishment for others, it's not good for him either. Even though technically I could do it, but it's not good for me either. So God has mercy over His creatures, and God doesn't want me to curse him and have him drop dead. It would work if I do it, but God helped me to see that I shouldn't be doing it. Tana mishmei de Rabbi Meir. בשעה שהחמה זורחת בכל מלכי ומזרח ומערב מניחים כתריהם בראשם ומשתחווים לחמה. Rabbi Meir explains, why is it that it's at this hour that God gets angry? Because at this hour the kings of the east and west wake up and they put on their crowns ומשתחווים לחמה and bow down to the sun. And God sees these people who He blessed. He gave them the throne. He gave them the kingship. And He sees them bowing to the sun. Miyad kues HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then God right away gets angry. So that's why in the first 3 hours of the day, that's when God angers.